What's going on, everybody? And I thought this was fake, so I had to look into it to make sure. We all know that in 1989, when Donald Trump was married to Ivana Trump, he raped her. It's indisputable that he had forced, unconsensual, rough sex with her. That was the term that they had to change it from rape after he paid her $10 million and a gag order to avoid jail time and avoid rape charges. They divorced. Many years went by. And in 2022, she passed away. In a weird way, she fell down the stairs and died. That's the official story. She fell down the stairs and died. So what did Donald do? And I heard this and I thought, there's no way he actually did this. But he actually did. He took her dead body and he made a grave for her on his golf course. The only grave on his golf course. And it's not a pretty grave. It's not like he went to all this trouble to give her a gorgeous resting place. You would never know the grave's there unless you literally walk over it. It's overgrown with grass. It looks just like there's nothing there. Now, why did Trump do this? In New Jersey, if you have even one person buried on a property you own, like a golf course, you can now declare that place a non-profit cemetery. He doesn't have to pay property tax. He didn't have to pay sales tax, land transfer tax, and when he sells the property, he won't have to pay tax. So Trump got revenge on his ex-wife for outing him for rape by trying to get the $10 million back that he paid out to her by saving it in taxes, by burying her dead body in a virtually unmarked grave alone on his golf course. This is the man that you think has morals and cares about you. Let that sink in.